Prosecutors do not throw out homicide charges lightly.
Oh no, this is a first for me.
Marinette County Assistant DA Alan Bry was trying to get the state to list the chemical, now also used as a club drug, as a controlled substance as part of an emergency order. That would have allowed his prosecution to continue. But last week, the Controlled Substances Board ruled the club drug in question would not be put on the list of illegal drugs in Wisconsin. That ruling came because members decided not enough information was presented to prove it was substantially similar to a controlled substance. That's despite the fact the chair of that board, a pharmacist in Milwaukee, says it's potentially deadly if ingested. Cynthia Benning says in the body, the chemical in question acts just like other so-called date rape drugs.
It kills people, just like GBL does and all the kinds of chemicals that people ingest.
And the chemical, or club drug BDO, did kill a young mother in Peshtigo, according to autopsy results. According to original charges against the suspect, he met the 25-year-old woman at a bar. The suspect told police he bought 4 bottles of the club drug 1,4-butanediol, or BDO, over the internet for $100. He said he and his date drank some of the drug. They fell asleep. She never woke up. The suspect was charged with reckless homicide and drug possession. But this week, prosecutor Alan Bry was forced to dismiss charges. He had to tell the victim's parents the case would not go forward.
We met with her parents and had a face-to-face meeting and did our best to try to explain it to them. And it was, as I told them, one of the most difficult things I've ever done in my life. And it was quite difficult to attempt to explain to them.
It seemed simple. A drug is dangerous and potentially deadly. Make it illegal. It's not simple. The drug BDO is not a drug at all. It's a chemical used for cleaning machinery. It's not only used widely industrially in Wisconsin, it's manufactured here. And it's perfectly legal. Controlled Substances Board Chair Benning.
We don't want to jeopardize the industries in the state that use those products by making it a Schedule I so that they can't have possession of it to use it. So we have to somehow craft language that allows for industrial exemptions.
But now people are buying the chemical off the internet because it acts just like a date rape drug that is illegal. Prosecutor Alan Bry.
It's extraordinarily dangerous. Down in the St. Louis area, a person made their own batch and did 1 ounce, 1 shot glass, and was dead 15 minutes later. So it's a very dangerous substance from my point of view if people consume it.
Controlled Substances Board Chair Benning says she tried unsuccessfully last session to get legislation passed that would have made BDO illegal, while at the same time allowing for industrial exemptions. Her bill never made it to the floor. Benning says she'll try again next session. For Prosecutor Bry and the victim he represents, that comes too late. But he, too, looks forward to making one of the latest club drugs to hit the streets illegal in Wisconsin. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.